Right, 19 minutes to three. Bit of sound advice coming up on the show now. And always an absolute delight, a pleasure to speak to the one and only Gadget Detective, Febsy. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm very well. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Very, very good. This must be... I mean, you get excited about the gadgets all year round, of course. But this time of year, I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of gadgets. But I also, today, I wanted to take a look at some of the five of the best gadgets that I'd seen all year. So, you know...
Oh, a little bit of a reprise, a little bit of a look back. I like that.
Because, you know, stuff that comes out for Christmas can be fab, but it might be that slightly older stuff, you know, when I say older stuff, you know, earlier in the year, might be best. You know, some tech doesn't get renewed, you know, every year, and particularly these days. You know, a lot of stuff has been delayed because of chip shortages and manufacturing problems.
So what have been the standout ones for you then that have arrived on the market this year?
So I guess my top gadget pick, number one, this is no particular order, so there's one to five, but they're not in this order necessarily. It's a very expensive mug. I'll put it to you that way. It's from a company called Ember, E-M-B-E-R, and it's a temperature-controlled tea or coffee mug. And I've got one of these, and they are expensive. And I just thought it was a gimmick, to be honest, when I tested it, or before I tested it. And then I found it's one of those things that actually makes me a little happier every day. What it is, it's a temp. I know.
But we need this at the moment. By the way, I've just got to jump in. Sorry, Febsy. When you say it's a little bit expensive, can you say exactly how much?
It is. So this price, there's two sizes of this, £129 and £99, right?
Okay.
So I've noticed that some companies like Costco, and I'm sure others, from time to time do quite deep discounts, you know, not necessarily on at the moment, but keep in mind, so the £99 one I've seen for £54, which is still a lot for a mug, right?
It's quite a drop though, isn't it?
It is, yeah, and that sort of, yeah, Costco kind of do that. They'll take one product, they try and get one really good product, and then beat the supplier down to the bone and then pass it on. So, you know, in that sense, it's quite good. You don't necessarily get the full range of products with Costco, but you know, they do tend to pick good ones. So the deal with this mug is it looks like a normal mug, comes in black or white. It is actually made of metal, although it's coated with a ceramic layer, so it doesn't seem to be. But in the base of it is you don't see it, but a heater and a battery. So when it sits on the saucer, and it comes with a special saucer, it charges up the internal battery, just like you would, you know, charge a smartphone or something like that. You then use an app for your mug to select what is the ideal temperature for you to drink and maintain your drink at. You know? So say, you know, 60 degrees centigrade, for example. So you set it to that. And then when you pour it in, it might be too hot to drink first. So it will tell you, because the light will be slowly pulsing. There's a little light near the base of the mug. It will pulse and say, you know, it's actually out of range, it's too hot. Then when the light goes solid, you know it's within the range. And then when it would normally drop below yours, let's say 60 degrees centigrade that you've set on your app, then kicks in the little battery in the heater. It's all silent, you don't sort of notice anything by it. But what it means is that your mug of coffee that might go cold in sort of 20 minutes, an hour and a half later, without even being on the charging saucer, will still be the same temperature. Will not have congealed. It is beautiful. And for me, it's great because I'm notorious. I either end up throwing away 2/3 of a mug of tea or coffee because I talk a lot.
My wife does that all the time. Yeah, particularly tea I make for her. I don't know whether she's trying to tell me something there. But...
she might be. But also the other thing is sometimes I gulp it down before it goes cold and I have sort of like semi-congealed tea or coffee and it's not very nice. Whereas with this, it's really nice. You know, I can set it up, sit it on my desk. If I put it on the saucer, it'll go all day, you know, which is good because it cuts down my sort of caffeine intake as well. Oh, by the way, the app monitors your caffeine intake if that's your thing. You can obviously wash the mug, but you should wash it by hand. Do not stick it in the microwave because it's got metal and stuff like that in it. So, and it's a thing that I thought, you know, there's no way it's worth that money, frankly, and it is a lot of money, and not everyone's going to have that sort of money. But I also have to be honest and say it makes me happy. Every day it just gives me a little bit of joy because my drink is still hot when I've yapped on the phone or on the radio for 20 minutes and then I come back and my drink is still hot. Yeah. And that's a nice
It's the simple things. It's the simple things.
It is. So I've given it 4 stars out of 5. Next one is a smartwatch, but it's a smartwatch with a difference because it looks like a normal watch, doesn't have a screen on it, doesn't have a display, not even a little one. So it's from a French company called Withings, who make some of the best sort of health and fitness monitoring stuff. They do watches and sleep monitors and internet connected scales and all those sorts of things. They're all bound together with a HealthMate app, which is a good app. Now this one I like. It's really designed for people who want some of the benefits of health monitoring on a smartwatch, but don't want a watch that looks geeky, you know, that's essentially like a tiny tablet on your wrist sort of thing, which is, you know, Apple Watch is very functional, but it's just a rectangular tablet on your wrist. This thing, what it does is it will do sort of ECG measurements and heart measurements and sleep measurements, but it will store it internally, and then when you go to your smartwatch, with your smartphone, it'll synchronize with your phone and put all the data in. Then you can see all the graphs and the ECG traces and everything else that you need to do. But it has a number of benefits. First of all, aesthetically, it looks like a normal watch, and I think it's quite stylish. Secondly, with a smartwatch, a conventional smartwatch with a big screen on it, they barely go a day without needing a charge, which is a problem because if you're wearing it during the day and then you're doing sleep monitoring with it at night, when are you meant to be charging it? You know, if you need to charge it every day, this you put a battery in it and it goes for 12 months, right? Like a more conventional watch, if you know what I mean. Obviously not a wind up watch, but it's also water resistant down to 50 meters, so you can take it for a swim or shower or snorkel. You don't need to worry about it. It syncs via Bluetooth with the HealthMate app. Works with both iOS and Android, so both Apple and Android users, and it comes from a good brand, I think. And I like the price. So an Apple Watch might cost you sort of £400-£500. The list price on this is £129. When I looked it up today, I saw it for £83.03 on a well-known and rather large website. One that reminds me of tall women. So 4 stars out of 5. It's a clinically validated activity and sleep tracker with an ECG. So the ECG will detect things like atrial fibrillation, which is where people get arrhythmia, and they don't necessarily know they've got it because it can be quite subtle, or it can happen when one is asleep. And the problem with it is that, you know, untreated, that can shorten your life, that condition.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's really nice. You don't need to be sort of paranoid about it. It looks like a nice, normal watch. You know, I was wearing one the other day and someone actually complimented me on how it looked. It looks kind of stylish. I think, I don't know, I don't want to stereotype, but I think maybe it's because they're a French company. Their stuff just looks rather chic.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, they've certainly got, you know, well, they do have a flair for that sort of thing, don't they? There's no doubt about it.
Without wishing to stereotype, but even the word chic is French.
No, but it's true, and it's a positive, isn't it? And you're absolutely right. So what about in your big top three for the year, What's in no particular order, I must stress this, as you've already mentioned, what's the other one that's stood out for you?
So the other one we've got is from Anker, A-N-K-E-R. They're probably best known for their chargers and cables, but actually they do a range of projectors called Nebula projectors. And the one that I'm looking at today is called the Nebula Solar Portable. It's a 1080p full HD projector. Just rather sleek. It can throw an image of up to 120 inches at about 3 meter distance. It's full HD. It's HDR, which means a high dynamic range. So it means that the blacks are relatively black and the whites are relatively white. So the picture pops. It's got an actual Android gubbins inside it. So just like a phone has got Android, this has got Android, which means it can run apps. You can load Netflix on it or Amazon Prime or Disney Plus or, you know, whatever you want, or YouTube, and then you can watch all that content. You don't have to pair a phone to it, if you follow me, and sort of broadcast from the phone to the device and onto the screen. Because it's got Android built into it, you can just load the apps that you want. It's got internet connectivity of its own. It's got Bluetooth, so you can put large stereo speakers on it as well, wirelessly. And it's portable. You know, you can stick it in the garden or you can pick it up and take it somewhere else. It works really well. It's got Android TV 9 in it and access to 7,000 or more applications. So I liked it. These things are not cheap. Again, list price $599. I noticed on Anker's own website, it was 450, and at another well-known retailer, the same price as well. So 4 stars out of 5 for that.
Nice. So that's the Anker Nebula Projector, and also the Withings Move ECG wristwatch activity and sleep tracker, and the Ember temperature control mug, which I must admit, you really sold me on that one. I don't normally do this, but I quick text there to my wife whilst you were talking about that, because with us both being sort of loving drinking, you know, coffee, I can have not too many, I stress, but I can have a few cups of coffee until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I can't drink it after that for some reason, but because she's been nagging at me saying, and I was talking to Danielle about this earlier on, saying it's all very well you asking us what we all want for Christmas, I haven't got an idea what to ask her for, you see. So a quick text whilst you were having a chat about it. And as ever, Fevzy, people can ask you questions via the Twitter. Where can they find you?
Twitter at Gadget Detective, and also on gadgetdetective.com. If you're going for the mug, ask your wife to get you the bigger one. It comes in 2 sizes. It's a little deceptive because the base has got the battery and the charger in it, which is encapsulated, but it means that it doesn't hold as much as it looks like it will. So get the bigger one.
Very nice. You see,
and also, if she's paying for it, why not?
Absolutely. Just text it. Fevzy says, lovely. Well, listen, you have a great Christmas, and
Cheers, Merry Christmas
I shall look forward to speaking to you in 2022.
Yeah.